Okay, Rabbi Sai. Today's daf is daf Yud on Masechta Zevachim. We're holding four lines from the bottom of Tes Amid Beis. Zukimar, Itmar, Shchata Lishma, Lizrei Dama Shaloi Lishma, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Psula, Vareish Lokesh Amar Ksheira. Let's go back to our original Mishnah where we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, Chal Hazvachim, Shenizbuchu Shaloi Lishma Nksheirin. The Gemara is talking about chatas, because Rabbi Yochanan uses the term psula, and psula would only be shayach by Pesach and chatas, because they all are the kabonos, the din of shaloi lishma, it's kosher. So what is the fact pattern? What is the case over here? We all know that Shloi Lishma means that by any of the four avoidas, by the Shechita, by the Kabbalah Saddam, by the Halacha, by the Zrika, if the Kohen is doing the avoida or the Shoicher, the Shechting, if they have in mind Shloi Lishma, for instance, a Karban Chatos, he has in mind for a Karban Oila, it's a Karban Shlamim, what's the din? It's Pasul. Okay. Now the Gemara talks about a situation where the Shoicher checks Lishma, he knows that it's a Karban Chatos. And he's saying, I'm shechting the korban chatas. However, almanas, that the zrikas hadam, which will be done in a few seconds, a couple of minutes, whenever, that zrikas hadam should be done shaloi lishma. Now, clearly, if the shechita would be shaloi lishma, and we're talking about a korban chatas, it would be possible. If the zrika was shaloi lishma, and we're talking about a korban chatas, it would be possible. Here we're talking about a funny type of individual who's shechting the shechita lishma, but he's having in his mind that the zrika should be shaloi lishma. And that's what the Gemara calls mechashvin mehavoida l'avoid. That although the machshava of the shechita itself was wonderful, but however he's now saying a bad machshava for a later avoida, in this case the zrika, and therefore the question is, does machkal yitzanish, does that upset the carbon, yes or no? It's itma, shchot lishma, lizrei dama shaloi lishma. The shchita was l'shem chatas. He b'shas, the shchita says, or has the shoicher has in mind, I'm doing a shchita lishma, but with the intention to do a zrikas dam shaloi lishma. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Psula, b'shlokish Omar Ksheira. Rabbi Yochanan Psula Machashmi Avoid Lavoida, the Ofina min Machshev is Pickle. Oh, Rabbi Yochanan says, we have a source, we have Makar for this. Machshev is Pickle. What means the Machshev is Pickle? Machshev is Pickle means that Bishas, the Shechita Lamashu, the person who Shechting says, tomorrow we're going to take this carbon and we're going to eat it beyond the time period. Meaning, assuming it's a chatos, you're only allowed to go and eat it liyom b'layla. So if the person says, I intend eating it shloi bizmanoi, I intend eating it tomorrow, that's already after this man, even if he eats it all today, the ma'asa is become pigul by having such a machshava. And the machshava is not only the gabi achilas odam, it's also the gabi achilas mizbeach. What do I mean? Because the pasuk that talks about hilchois pigul says, Im he ochel ye ochel beyoy mashlishi lo ye rotze hamakrev oisei loy etc. pigul ye. So the pasuk refers to pigul as being he ochel ye ochel. Zokti Gemara b'shtei achilas akos medaber echal achilas odom echal achilas mizbeach. Now achilas odom, we know what that means when a person eats. What does achilas mizbeach mean? Rashi says achilas mizbeach has two cases. Case number one, Zurika Saddam. You're Zurik Saddam on the Mizbeach. Number two, Haktoris Aimurin. Or in the case of an Oiler, Haktoris Hevorim, the entire carbon. So if a person has in mind, either on the Zurika Saddam, or on the case of the Haktoris Aimurin, and he has in mind that he's going to do that Shaloi Bizmanoi, he's going to do the Zurika Saddam, he's going to do the Aktoris Emerin tomorrow, not today. Just like he's going to eat tomorrow, not today. What's halacha? It becomes pigul. So how does it become pigul? During the shechita, the person of shech says, we're going to eat this carbon tomorrow, or we are going to go and do this Rikas Adam tomorrow, or Haktoris Aimrim tomorrow. Any one of these things causes the carbon to become pickle. By the way, the same thing applies not only Bismame, but also Bim Koimai. If, for instance, Gabi Kachi Kudishim, he says we're going to eat this outside the Azara, outside the Beis HaMikdash, or by Kachim Kalim, we're going to eat this carbon outside of Yerushalayim, that Machshava also is Mefagil, the carbon. However, with one difference, and that is by the case of Shloibis Manoi, it makes him to pigle the Yesh by Koris. Masha Enkin Lagabi Shloibim Koimoi, it's also pigle, the Gemara calls it Possel, the Ein by Koris. Okay. So by definition, by pigle, it's always a Machshava Me Avoida La Avoida. Meaning that if Bishas Shchitza, the Shoichet has in mind, we're going to do the Zrikas Hadam. Shaloi bismanai or shaloi bimkoimoi, you're being machash mevoi lavoi, it becomes pigul. Oh! So just like there is this kavana, or there is this case of avoid lavoi, it becomes pigul. Here too, when he shechted lishma, this is a shaloi lishma, so it's like shechting it kosher now, lizreg dama, shaloi bismanai, shaloi bimkoimoi. Apostle says Rabbi Yochanan, "Rishlokish Amar Ksheira, Ein Mechashma Lavoid Lavoid Avliyafinen Machshav Es Pigul." Even though by Pigul Avada there is that halacha of Mechashim Avoid Lavoid, but by Lishma we don't say the Mechashim Avoid Lavoid. We don't learn it from Pigul. The Azal Tamayim, we find the identical machlokes between Yochanan and Rishlokish in a different fact pattern. The Itmar, what happens is we're up to Daf Yud Amud Aleph at the top. What happens if a shoychid is a behemah amanas lizrei doma lavoidis kechom lahakter chelba lavoidis kechom? What happens if a person is shechting chulin, not kachim, chulin, outside the base of Mikdash? What happens if b'shas the shechiti says, I am shechting this behemah for this and this avoidizar? Well, everybody would agree that he's being oivir avoidizar, because that's even if it's shloi kedarka, because any having to do with shechting a takroivis would be certainly be one of the cases of Oidazar. Okay, now what happens when he shechs the chulin, he doesn't have in mind that I'm shechting for Oidazar. But rather he says, I'm shechting this behemah that it should be ashtik chulin. Yeah. But, almanaz lizrei doma lavoidiz kechavim. But I intend taking the blood from this shechita, that I'm going to do a Kabbalah Saddam, we're going to do a Zrika Saddam, and the Zrika Saddam on the altar will be l'shem Oidazar, or to be makta chelba Oidiz kechavim. So here too, you have a mechashvin, not really me'avoida l'avoida, but from the shechita to the zrika or to the haktara. It's not an avoida because we're outside the Beis HaMikdash. But nevertheless, the Gemara uses the borrowed terms in the Rabbi Yochanan Omar, asura, this animal is osur b'hanoa because it's ashtik avoida zara, it's a takroidis avoida zara. And I am mechashvin me'avoida l'avoida, meaning from the shechita to the zrika. And even though we're talking about outside the Beis HaMikdash in a chulin avoida situation, I learned that from Tanim, from the din of pigul, which is inside the Beis HaMikdash. Rish Lakish Amar, Muteres Ein Mechashman Avoid Lavoida. V'lo Yofinan Chutz Mipnim. Ah, so the Choyra, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, each one is going to Shita, sorry. Both in our Mishnah, I'm sorry, both in the case on the Omid Beis, where Rabbi Yochanan says, Mechashmi avoid lavoida legabi hilchois shloi lishma. Here he holds mechashmi avoid lavoida in the case of avoida zara, and Rish Lakish holds a mechashmi in both cases. Zokti moru utzrichi. You have to add that word from the either from the Bach or from the Shittim Kavetus utzrichi. The Ashmi Nebah. What do I have to have both cases for? The Ashmi Nebah would only say in one case Bahama Rish Lakish. Only in this case here on the top of the Omid Aleph does Rish Lakish say that Ein Mechashvin Me'avoid L'avoida, because you don't learn Chutz M'Pnim. After all, Pnim, you have special halachas which pertain to the Beis HaMikdash, pertain to Avoidas Hashem, bringing the Kabbalas. That has nothing to do with Chul and nothing to do with Avoidas Hara. So I can't learn one from the other. But in the case on the Omid Beis, where we're talking about Hilchus Lishma and Shaloi Lishma, it's Pnim M'Pnim. We're trying to learn that halacha from Pigul, both of them which are involving Kabbanis Bifnim in the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe I would agree, maybe I would have thought that Rish Lakish agrees to Rabbi Yochanan that Mechashmi Avoid Lavoida and the Karm would be possible. If we'd only say here on this Amid Aleph, B'ha come Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, I'm a chashmi avod l'avodah. Is going back to the one Amid Beis. If we'd only say the case on the Amid Beis. B'ha come Rabbi Yochanan, that's what Rabbi Yochanan says, M'chashmi avod l'avodah, because I'm learning from Pnim Mipnim. Vahib in our case here on Yud Amid Aleph, we're talking about Chul Avodah Zarah. Any more Lishlokish that I don't learn Chutz Mipnim Tzrichin. That's why I have to have both cases to say that in both cases Rabbi Yochanan says I do learn one from the other, and in both cases Shlokish says I don't learn one from the other. He also Dimi Amar Mosav Rabbi Yirmiyah L'Siyah Rabbi Yochanan said Rav Dimi Rabbi Yirmiyah is going to bring a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Ila is going to bring a raya L'Siyah to Shlokish. Okay, let's see the rise. Rabbi Yirmiyah is here. Rabbi Yochanan, Uma b'mokim shim Omar hareini shoychid chutz l'zmanay shukosher. What happens if a person says, "I'm shechting this korban chutz l'zmanay"? Now, that is a nonsensical statement. If it's Monday morning and the kohen is shechting the korban chatas l'moshul in the Beis Hamikdash, and he's saying, Rabbi Yisai, I'm shechting this korban lechutz lizmanoi, that it should be outside of its appointed time. Mister, you are shechting it within its appointed time. So what you've just said is dvarim betelim. So about it's going to be kosher. We will disregard the nonsense that he said chutz lizmanoi. However, if that same kohen, or that same shoychet says, shechata manas lizrig domoi chutz lizmanoi, if he's saying, I'm shechting it so that the Zrikas Hadam will be chutz l'zmanoi, everybody would agree that that's possible, meaning that it's pigul. In our case of chatas, were he to simply say, I'm shechting this shaloi v'shmoi, everybody would agree it's possible. That's our Mishnah, kol hazvachim shenizbuchu shaloi v'shmoi k'sherim, elishli ol l'bam shem choy v'chutz mei Pesach v'chatos, o b'retotu v'gabi chatos, so it'll be possible. Shchot ha'manas lizrik domo shaloi v'shmoi, when he's saying, I'm shechting it now, I'm going to have to do a zrika shaloi lishmoi, and it didn't shape possible, the chavad and avada should be possible. Again, if the machshava was b'shas shechita, I'm shechting now, shaloi bizmanoi, that's narishkain, that's shtusim, it's kosher. If he's shechting it, I'm going to have to lizri domoi, chutz lizmanoi, then it's pigl, it's possible. It's by uns now, when he says, already shoichet shaloi lishmoi, which is certainly a valid way of pasling, you're not allowed to do that, but he did it shaloi v'shmoi, and then it causes the carbon to be pasled. If he goes and says, I'm shechting now, then we learn from Pigol HaChavah that Avada should be pasled. That sounds like a wonderful, wonderful Kal V'Chomer, a Raya to Rabbi Yochanan. However, Maskel Rabba Bar Eloi, Mal Chutz L'Zmanoi, she came Karis. You cannot bring a raya from pigol because pigol is karis, like we said before. It's so chomor that a person who is a mafagil, who has such a terrible machshava, and then someone afterwards eats from that carbon, he's chayiv karis. Oh, that's the reason why there is this mechashiv miavoidu avoida quality by pigol when he says, I'm shechting now lishma, but lizri doma chutz lizmanoi. That's why it's also, that's why it's possible, but it's karis. But everybody agrees by shaloi l'shmoi, there's no din of karis involved. So maybe you can't learn one from the other. And therefore, elam rov bar eloi, hachi kama. I'm going to learn the same kal v'chomer, but not from the case of pigol chutz l'zmanoi, from the case of pigol chutz l'mkoyimoi, which we said before, there is no din of karis. And we start again. Uma v'mokim shem omar harreni shoychit chutz l'mkoyimoi shukash. Person is standing in the Azara, he's shechting the carbon, he's saying, I am shechting this, almanas, chutzlum koimai. What do you mean, almanas, chutzlum koimai? You're in the Azara, you're shechting it the way you're supposed to. In fact, since it's a chatos, you're supposed to shecht a bit tzofen, I'm standing in tzofen, I'm shechting and I'm saying, I'm shechting it, chaloibim koimai. People say, you're deranged, avada. It's kosher, you're shechting it in the right place. But if he says, I'm shechting, and I'm a nas lizrik domi chutzum koimoi, I'm a nas that I'm going to go into the zrik, and I'm chutzum koimoi, then it's possible. It's possible, the ein boi koris. It's a form of pigol, but not pigol like chutz lizmanoi, chutzum koimoi, it's possible. So, Malcolm, now let's go back to our case of shaloi v'shmoi. Shem omar rei shoicha shaloi v'shmoi, shu possible. In the Chabad and Avada, Shchotei, Almanas, Lizvik, Domei, Shloi, Vishmoi, and in the Chabad, she apostle, it certainly should be apostle. Kal v'choymif in the case of Shloi, Bim, Koymoi. Again, the Gemara asks a pirch on this Kal v'choymif, I'm asking for Ravashi, Mal chuslim koymish, kein noi b'chol azvachim, Tum b'shloi, Vishmoi, shein noi galim pesach v'chatos. You really cannot compare the two cases. Because chutzlam koima, you know why it's so chomer that machashvin the avoida lavoida, that when he shechs and he has in mind lizrei domoi shaloi bim koimoi, that it's pigal, that it's posel and osur. You know why? Because this din of pigal applies to all kabbonis, to a shlomim and to a chatos and to an osham and to a oila. Any one of the kabbonis is din of pigal. That's why it's dak apostle. Because all the other kabbanas, as we know, even though there's a din of shloi lishmoi, but it's kosher. It's totally possible. But it's only by pesach machatas, nothing else. And therefore, you cannot go and learn from the case of pigul of shloi lishmoi, which is noy b'chol azvachim. I have a better pshat, and this is the pshat that Gemara is going to remain as a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. We start the Kal v'chomer again. We're not going to bring a raya from pigul by chutzal zmanai. We're not going to bring a raya from pigul by chutzal koimoi. We're going to bring a raya from shaloi lishmoi to shaloi lishmoi. The shaloi lishmoi that we've been talking about is talking about shinui koidesh. He was mishana from chatos for an oila, for a shlomim or whatever. We're talking about now the case of shaloi lishmoi b'shinu bal, and therefore umar b'mokim shim umar reni shoych l'shem ploini shu kosher. What happens if a person is shechting and he's saying it's Reuven's carbon, but I'm shechting it for Shimon? The carbon remains kosher because, as you remember, we learned back on Dav Talid that the din of shini balim has to be b'shas zrika, because this is a chaper olav aloy al chaveroi, and kapora only comes at the time of zrika. And therefore, if he just says I'm shechting l'shem ploini for Shimon for Yankel, kosher, good. If he says areni shoychet lizrei domoi l'shem ploini, ooh, then it's possible. That's a classic case of shini bal. So now let's learn from that. Mokim shemom areni shoychet shloi l'shmoi. If I'm making a shchita shloi l'shmoi, meaning from a chatas to an oila, shinui kodesh, shu posel, that's posel, that's unzer mishnah, that pesach and chatas are posel. Shchotam and asa lizrik domish shloi l'shmoi, and it's shem posel, chabad arvada should be posel. So l'choira, I have an excellent kal v'choime from shinui balim to shinui kodesh. By shinui balim, shchita alone, that machshava does not posel. But a shchita amenas lizroik does posel. By shloi l'shmoi, by shinui kodesh, with shchit alone, shloi v'shmoi pasels, chavad ravad, shchit amenaz lizrek should certainly pasel. Very stark raya, and the Gemara stays with this raya a kal v'chomer from shini balim to shini kodesh. Now we take a break from Rabbi Yochanan, we go to Rish Lakish. Rabbi Ila siyul Rish Lakish. Rabbi Ila brings raya to Rish Lakish. Remember, Rish Lakish says ein mechashven me'avoid l'avoid. And Rabbi Ila goes back a little bit in time, if you will. What do I mean in time? Because how do we know all of these avoidos by shloi l'shma, by korm chatos, pasul? The Gemara originally brought rayas for shlomim, and then the Gemara said, and I have extra psukim by korban chatos, as well as by korban pesach. And therefore the Gemara said, since I have the initial kabbonis by shlom, and l'mitzvah, I learn everything from Shlom, from that Hekish, where the Gemara says on the bottom of Hayom Medes, Tzavavim Medes, Mor Brura Pasik, the summary Pasik that talks about all the Kabbanis. Where's that Pasik there? Tzavavim Medes. Hayom Medes. Ooh. Yep. Trying to find that pasuk in Gabi Shlomim. Zoyis ha-toyra. Talar ha-mubayis. Zoyis ha-toyra la-oyil v'amincha la-chafes v'la-oshem v'la-miluim v'la-zevach ha-shlomim. So everything is a hekish to a korban shlomim. You know, a korban shlomim, the oyil, the mincha, oshem, miluim, everything you learn from shlomim. How do I know Pesach? Chatos and Pesach. It doesn't say in that pasuk, but there's a follow-up pasuk right after it, where the Gemara said, I learned one pasuk from the other. But the same thing applies to Chatos and Pesach, that I learned it all from the Din of Shlom. Good, but besides that, by Chatos I have extra psukim. Shochar oisach l'chatos. Oh, what does it say in Zayinam and Pesach? After the pasuk used to turn l'oil v'amincha, next pasuk says, b'yom tzavoyseh b'nei Yisrael, l'hakar v'skarbaneyam, Zayinam and Pesach, about 10 lines from the bottom. So I learn from Shlomim, and I have extra psukim. L'moshe l'gabi a korban chatos shochet oisach l'chatos. It tells you it's not only a din l'mitzvah, it's also din l'akif. But I started off by learning separate psukim, separately mudim by zrika and by shchita and kabbalah. Exactly what? Loitan. Back here to Yiram Rav. Rav Ilas Yiler Shlokish. Loitan ab zrika v'teis mikav v'choymer. You don't really need a pasuk by Zrika. I can go and bring a raya from a kal v'chaymen b'benai, meaning from shchita v'kabbalah. What's the kal v'chaymen? My hilchas akas rachmana. So why did the Torah go and bother writing? Now when the Gemara says we can learn it from shchita v'kabbalah, the Gemara means to say it. If you look at the Rashi about three lines higher, b'shchita v'kabbalah. U'ma shchita shekshayr bizar. P'sula b'shulay v'shma. Shchita, as we know, as we've said already this morning, and as we've said many times since the beginning of the Masechta, Shchita is Ksheir Bizar, so it's Pasul Shalei Lishma. That's the Mishnah. Zrika, where it's Pasul Bizar, Chanavada Navada, that it should be Pasul Shalei Lishma. Zrika is much more chomer than Shchita. Shchita is Kosher Bizar. And we say Shalei Lishma is Pasul. Zrika, where it's possible, bizarre, chavada that shloi lishma should be possible. Zok Yimara, you're going to ask malashchita shekem poiselus l'shem shloi l'shem oichlem bePesach. So you're going to tell me, like the pircha the Yimara asked earlier on Daftal, I believe, that you can't learn from shchita because shchita is so chomer that on Korban Pesach, if you have in mind b'shas the shchita for people that cannot eat because they are chola or a zokay, what's the din? It passes the carbon. Ishlofi achloi to choisu avaset. Choisu is a lush and sursi, which means to shecht. Ishlofi achloi. If a person can eat, and if he can't eat, that passels the korban pesach. Aha. And so therefore, maybe that's the reason why by shechita it's pasul shalei lishmai, because it has this chumra. Zot Rashi, Kabbalah teichiach, because Kabbalah doesn't have that chumra of poisel shalei lishem oichlam pesach. But I can learn from Kabbalah. And if you're going to ask me a pircha and Kabbalah, then I'll say shchita toichiach. So you can learn from shchita and Kabbalah together. And therefore, what do I have to have? If you want my yichas akas rachmana, why did Torah have to write zrika? The reason why we had a pasuk we got the zrika to go and tell you this din that ain't mechashmei avoid lavoida by shaloi lishma, and that's the right Rish Lakish. Frank, you want to ask him about a papa? Dil mechashmei avoid lavoida. Maybe the extra pasuk by Zrika is not coming to tell you that ein mechash me'avoid l'avoida. Maybe it's coming to tell you that mechash me'avoid l'avoida. That not only by the Zrika itself, but even if you have such a machshava by shchita, al menas l'izroik, it's also possible. Like Rabbi Yochanan says, Yimor in Cain, if that's the kavana of the pasuk, lishta krominei, what do I have to have a pasuk by Zrika for? If it takes me kavachan de Ravashi, then I can learn from Ravashi's kavachimer up above, where Ravashi brought a raya to Rabbi Yochanan from Shini Balam to Shinui Koidish to tell you Mechash Mavoid Lavoida, so I don't need the pasuk for that. The reason why there's a pasuk by Zrika is to tell you that Ein Mechash Mavoid Lavoida. The Idach Parich, and Rabbi Yochanan can ask back, Hach, Ma'ala Nachshi Kinu Tunay Tzaf, and Vieshem Mechatoy Sapinimiyais. You cannot learn Zrika from Shchit and Kabbalah, because Shchit and Kabbalah are Toyin Tzaf, and by Kodshe Kodshim, the Shechit of Kabbalah have to be B'tzafayin. Zrika doesn't have to be B'tzafayin. Quite to the contrary, Zrika is never B'tzafayin. It's always on the Mizbech. And then, of course, it depends whether the Mizbech is B'tzafayin koi, B'dorim koi. But the point is, it's not a special Tzafayin Dikadin. It's a din on the Mizbech.
So therefore, only by Shechita and Kabbalah, it's Mitzafet. V'yeshu b'chatzoyis ha'pnimiyos. You have Shechita and you have Kabbalah Saddam, by the chatzoyis ha'pnimiyos that you bring on Yom Kippur, or for that matter, by the parlamet of Shaltzibah, Parkoin of Mashiach, which are chatzoyis ha'pnimiyos. But you don't have Zerika over there, because you don't have the Zerika al gavim mizbeach ha'chitzoy. So maybe that's the reason why there's a din of Shloi Lishma, but the Zerika, maybe there is no din Shloi Lishma. So I need a pasik. The Edos, the Trish Lakish, Hashdemir Bishlomakaimen. Avad, you're right that there is a case where Shechit and Kabbalah have a Chumra over Zerika. Number one, Bitzafai. Number two, Chatois Penimiois. But those two are only Shayach if you're talking about a Korban Chatos. But when we were learning the initial Limud that Zerika happens to be, that Zerika Shaloi Lishma, Pasul the carbon. When we had that original limud, we were talking about a shlomim, because all the psukim initially talk about a shlomim. It's only afterwards where I say that they're all together the same, based on that hekish of the pasuk that we brought before. But the initial limudim are all by shlomim. By shlomim, it's nishdor kadin fin tzofin, because it's a kachim kalim. And the note in Machatzus HaPenimiyah is because it's an Arachatzus, it's a Kohen Shlom. Therefore, those Pirchas fall away. Anyway, bottom line is, if I have an extra Pasuk, Zok to Gemara, from Zerika to tell you that Ein Machash Mehoid Levoid. So now, the same Machlokes of Birch and Rish Lakish, Zok to Gemara, Itmar was also Machlokes Rav Nachman and Rav. Itmar Shchotu Lishma, Luzi Tobin Shaloi Lishma, our case. Lishma, Lizvik Dam Shloi Lishma. Rav Nachman Omer Psula, Rabba Omer Ksheira. Rav Nachman holds Psula, Mechash Mehavoid Levoida, and he holds like Rabbi Yechanan. Rabba holds like Rish Lakish, that is Kosher, Ein Mechash Mehavoid Levoida. For how to be Rabba, the Gabi Rav Nachman, Mikav Lechavi the Ravashi. Eventually, Rabba changed his mind, and he agreed to Rav Nachman, based on the Kav Lechavi Ravashi. The Ravashi put a Raya from Shinui Balim to Shinui Koidesh. Good. Now we start a new inyan. Back in the Mishnah, remember, the Tanakhama said, Chutz mi Pesach v'chatos, that by there, by those two, Shaloi v'shmoi passes. Reb Lezer says in the Mishnah, Afa Osham, that Osham has the exact same din, Shaloi v'shmoi passes. It's Tani, Umar Blezer. The reason why Osham has the same din is because Osham and Chatos are very similar. Chatos bo'al ha'chait, v'osham bo'al ha'chait. There's no reason why Oshim should be treated differently than a Chatas. Chatas is very special, exceptional. From all the Kabbonis, the only carbon where you go and do these Rikas Adam Lamala is by the carbon Chatas. Everything else is Lamata. Parenthetically, there is one more that you do lamala, which is called the oila sa'oif. However, oila sa'oif is not all the way lamala on the koronos; it's just lamala michut hasikra, and it's by oifis, it's by malika. But by regular kabbonis behema, the only one which is lamala is a korban chatas. Aha, and therefore, maybe a chatas is so exceptional that the dom is lamala. Therefore, the same thing applies to the Shloi Lishma is possible. Mashenkin, since Osham, it's Dam Lamata, it's like all the other Kabbonis, where it's kosher. Omelir Blazer, Pesach Yechich, I'll bring it right from Pesach, that Dam Lamala is Nishka Mala, because Shchot Lamata, Shchot Shloi Lishma is possible. After all, come Pesach Yishech Lamata. And nevertheless, Yishech Shloi Lishma is possible. So you see that Lamala Lamata, that is not considered to be a Mala, or a Moirid, a Chumra, or a Kula, it's a Gosh. I'm going to be sure. You can't learn from Pesach, because Mala Pesach can't demand a Kavua. You know why Pesach Shloi Lishmoi? Because it's Erev Pesach. Even Pesach in the morning, Erev Pesach in the morning, it's no good. So that's why there's this Chum of Shloi Lishmoi. But Osham doesn't have this din of Zmanik Kavua. You bring in Osham whenever you bring in Osham. And that being the case, maybe Shloi Lishmoi is caution. I'll bring you right from Chatzis. You don't need Zmanik Kavur, because you bring a Chatzis whenever you want to bring a Chatzis. Just like you bring an Osham whenever you want to bring an Osham. So it's from Chatzis. But you can't learn from Chatzis. Why? Because Malachatzis, that the Dam is Lamala. Yeah, but I learned from Pesach.
Pesach Dama Lamata. Yeah, but you can't learn from Pesach because Shekane's Mana Kabur. Yeah, but learn from Chatas. So it's what we call a vicious circle.
We can go around in circles. Again, Tintogan, again, Serach.
What the Gemara should go and say is, no, Levi Zekri, Zeli Zek, Tzad Shabbat, learn like your normal Tzad Shabbat, learn from the two together. At this moment, the Gemara doesn't say that, but Mir Tashem, we're going to ask that in about another 10, 12 lines. In the meantime, therefore, Chazar Blaz Vadoni says, you know, I'll have a dinach. I'm going to bring a ride from somewhere else. Chatas Nemabo. I know by hearing the Gemara it says he, but the real Gersi is who, because it's from a Pasuk, Rashi says from Seir Nasi. From Seir Nasi it says, Vishachar Oisim Mokoim, Pimkoim Ashayishat. That's the oil of Nei Hashem. Chatas who? So it says who. Okay. And therefore, who means Bahav Yosei Yehei, Lishmok Sheirish, Lishmok Psu. U Pesach Olta Nemabo Yehu. It's got to be Bavi Yosef Yehi. Bezvichahu lishmoy kashish lo lishmoy pasul. Af Oshim nema beihu. By Oshim and Olta says who. Wouldn't say who. Vehikter oisim akrenam is beicha isha l'Hashem. Oshim who? And therefore who is also Bavi Yosef Yehi? Hu lishmoy kashish lo lishmoy pasul. Ah! So all the who's come and tell us that it's got to be Bavi Yosef Yehi. It's got to be lishmo. Shlo lishmoy pasul. As they learned Rebbe lesson. Am Rebbe Yeshua. Chatas nema bahu b'shchita hu lishma k'shera shlo lishma psula. Pesach nema bahu b'zvicha hu lishma kasher hu lishma kasher shlo lishma psula. I agree with you fully. The reason why the Gemara changes from shochat to zovach, shchita and zvicha are the same. However, the psukim that we're quoting by chatas is v'shochat oisai b'mkai mashi yishchat es oila chatas hu. And then the case of Pesach, the Amartim Zevach Pesachu. So even though these are synonyms, Shechita and Zvicha, that's why the Gemara uses these terms. But Lav Dafka. Anyway, so therefore by Pesach it also says Zvicha, it says who? Vishmoy Kashu, Vishmoy Pasul. Aval Oshem Leinemba Bihu, Elo Li Achar Haktoris Eimarin, Fuatzmesh Lehutar Eimarin is Kashu. This is already the third time the Gemara is bringing this. We had this before already on Daf Heyomid Beis. And that vavam at base, and now we have an yudam at base yet again. Since the ganzer who is only after haktoris emerin, who after shluter emerin is kosher. So madach, the whole hukter emerin is nishkeferlich. If you leave it out, it's still kosher b'diavad. So therefore, the who is nishkeferlich. So what I use the who for? See, Mami Gemara said back in that vavam at base, the gavin oshem that was nitik l'raya. Okay. Anyway, so bottom line is, since we cannot learn from the who, because it's after Haktoris Eimarin, so back to square one, what's the Makoyer for Rebbe Lezer? Every Mare Blezer, Hari Yomer, Omolir Blezer, Hari Yomer, Chana Nocha Pusik, Kechatas, Ka'oshem, Toira Achas Lehem. Oh, Achatas and Oshem have the same Toira. Machatas Shlei Shmoy Pasav, Asher Shlei Vishmoy is Pasav. So therefore, the Makoyer for Rebbe Lezer is from this Pasik, Kechatas, Ka'oshem. Good. Now we go back a little bit on the dialogue that we just had, and we're going to do a review and ask a couple of kashas. Omala, to be sure, chizrani chalila. You cannot learn from karban chatas because chatas is dam lamala. You cannot learn from Pesach because Pesach is mani kavua. So for Eitimara, when the head of dinu lights in matzad, why don't you go learn from the two together? That lo yizek yizel yizek yizeh. Learn from Pesach and chatas to Asha. The Timur mishum nikolamir from malasad shemishen sheken yesh ben tzad karis. By both of those, you know why Shaloi Vishmoy is possible? Because each one touches Karis. What do you mean each one touches Karis? You only bring a Karim Chatas where Zdoinoi Karis. And if a person doesn't bring a Karim Pesach, in Chas Yisholim, he gets Karis. It's one out of two S's which involve Karis. The other one, of course, is Bris Milah. Anyway, so the point is, both chatas, did you bring a chatas because of karis? And Pesach, if you don't bring a Pesach, then chas v'shalom gets for karis. That's why shaloi v'shmoy is possible. But Hashem doesn't involve karis. Hashem ilois, Hashem shef charifa, Hashem tzoyra, there's no karis involved. I'm going to be sure, loim amis v'chatas shekin domo l'mal. Okay, period. That's the reason why we couldn't learn mitamatzat. But let's go over the shalas that Rabbi Yeshua asked, or the pirchas. I'm going to be sure, loim amis v'chatas shekin domo l'mal. Why did Yeshua talk about the mala of chatas, the dama la mala? I have other malas by chatas. The words lefnai lefnim lechayra are, you don't need lefnai, it's just enough to say chatas shekin nichnas dama lefnim, meaning Chatas is very special. Chatas is only the only carbon where on Yom Kippur the dam goes inside the Heichel, and in fact on Yom Kippur goes Lachnai V'Lachnem inside the Kodesh Kodashim, and throughout the year, if there's a Parham Dov Shotziwa, Parkoin Mashiach, it goes Lefnim, not Lachnai V'Lachnem, but Lefnim into the Heichel. But you never have a carbon Asham that the blood goes outside the Azara. You never ever bring the carbon Nish in the Heichel and Nish in the Kodesh Kodashim. So why didn't Rabbi Shua ask a Pircha from there? We're not talking about the Chatas Pnimius, Chatas Chitoina, the blood never goes in, so therefore the Chatas and the Asham are basically on the same level, and therefore you can learn Asham from Chatas, except for the fact that Chatas Dama Lamal. For 18 more, but I have another Pircha. Shem Nichnas Dama Lefnai V'Lefnim Psula. And again, is it not Lefnai V'Lefnim? Shem Nichnas Dama Lefnim, it's possible. What's my Shem Nichnas Dama Lefnim? That it says in the pasuk, "Chol chatos hashiyuva midama el oyomoyil el oyomoyil chata b'kodesh lo yisiyachel ba'esh tisarif." It says over there that by a karm chatos, if you were to go and bring the dam lifnim by a karm chatos, why would a person bring blood of a chatos chitzoina inside the heichel? Yichvaisa, a person who wants to be a super from a super machmir. And he says that we're much better off bringing the dam inside the Heichel. Why should I only bring it inside the Azar? But if you do that type of frumkeit, it's possible. But it only says v'chol chatas shishiv midama. So why don't we go and bring that as a distinction between chatas and osham? Zokti Gemara is later blaz af osham. Reb Elazar taka hold by osham. The same thing applies from this pasuk kachatas ka osham teirachas lahem. That if you go and bring in the dam lefnim, hinachanam yitzpasel. Here again, the terms lefnai v'lefnim, the previous lefnai v'lefnim, you can learn, because they were talking about bringing the blood in for a kosher chatas pnimius. So on Yom Kippur, you bring a lefnai v'lefnim. But here the pasuk, where the Gemara is asking a pircha, shem nichnas doma, it's not lefnai v'lefnim, shem nichnas doma lefnim, because the pasuk that we quoted before, chol chatas shiyuv midoma el oil moyed, that's some of the Heichel. We're not even talking about the Kodesh Kedoshim. As soon as the blood goes into the Heichel, the Katchatzis is possible. So the Lefnai, the Chayra, is unnecessary. Lefnai with Lefnim usually connotes the Kodesh Kedoshim. Lefnim connotes just the Heichel. Anyway, Dr. Yomara, Isle Reblez, Afa Oshim, the Oshim, the exact same halacha applies. So that's not a Chumra that Chatzis has over Oshim. But I have another Chumra. Shekim Mechaperes al Chayovi Krisis. Ay Chatos is Mechaper and Kores. Oshim is only mechaper on various lavin. Chvaisa, Sham Metzoyra, Sham Nozir, Sham Shif Charufa, but nothing involving any types of karas. So you can't learn Oshim. Why didn't Rabbi Shua ask that pircha? So if you want mechata shmi, it's a kar. Maybe the Oshim that he was learning was from the chatas oyle v'yoyred. The chatas oyle v'yoyred, there's shmi is a kar. Shmi is a kar means shuas eidus. But shuas eidus, there is no din of karas. Aha. Oh, but she came to an arba matonis. Chatas is special that you have to have four matonis. Masha ain't came most kabbanis, you only need one. Here, even though it says arba, of course, chatas in the arba matonis and the arba kronis, as we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, but we're not focusing on the kronis now, we're focusing on the fact that there are four matonis. And most other kabbanis only require either one zrika or shtaim shein arba. And here we see that we're talking about four matanas. So that's why it's shloi v'shmoi is possible by chatas, maybe not by osham. Evdimor k'Rabbi Shmuel mi'omar kol adam tuna arba matanas. That Reb Elazar holds like Rabbi Shmuel that all karbonas you need four. You don't need it lamala, but you do need four. So the fact this is four, this is four, nish karai. So therefore that's not a pich. Frank Timora, but you can go and ask al arba karonis. That you have to have in four koronis on top. The four matonis got to be in four koronis. As opposed to the matonis which are down below. Even though you need four matonis, you don't have to have on four koronis. Instead, what you do is you can have it on the two sides of a keren. Rashi explains that instead of just shooting it at the corner and then it splashes on two sides, you put it on the suffering side of the keren and you do on the mizrach side of the keren. That's by the Keren Mizrachis Tzfoinis. And same on the other one that's in the opposite direction. So you put it on the four sides of the Mizbeach, but you don't put it on the Keren. And l'tamech, so that would also be a pircha to ask. Here you're doing crumbs. L'tamech ik etzba. L'gabe, all the others, you just shoot it with the kli, with the mizrak. Here you have to put a be'etzba on the four crumbs. And ik keren, it's got to be dafka on that four-cornered keren at the very top, which is the same thing as crumbs. For ik chuda, that when you're putting it on, you have to go and put b'chuda shel keren. In other words, you have to go and slide it down the corner of the keren from the top of the keren bottomwards. So that's also a requirement you don't have by your regular, normal carbon. So why did Rabbi Yeshua only ask from Damam Lamala? I have all of these other differences too. Arba Koronois, Etzba, Keren, Chuda. There are a few differences between Chatas and Asham. He could have asked the pircha from those others, but he oti kiruchla lezel. Is he like a peddler that he has to show all of his wares? He asked one good teshayla, one good pircha from dam and lamala. He didn't have to bring all the other rice. All right, Amr Rabbi Yeshua loyim amos. What was the pircha that the Gemara asked? That Rabbi Yeshua asked. He said that Chatas is different than Asham. That Chatas, all the dam is la mala. Masha enkin Asham, the dam is la mata. Since the pasuk is saying kachatas ka'ashem toira achas lehem, maybe in fact Reb Lezer holds that just like the dam of chatas is lamala, then ashem is also dam lamala, and therefore that would take away the pircha. Amar Abaya, Oshem Dom Lamala Loi Masa Sam. Just come in his own. Why not Kavuchim Yoyla? Have the Kavuchim Yoyla? Madach Oyla, she kolil. Oyla is so chomer that it's kula kol. Nevertheless, Doma is Lamata. The dam that you spritz by an Oyla is Lamata Michuta Sikra. Oshem, she'ain a kol. Oshem, which is not kol. Most of the Oshem is eaten by the Kahana. Loi kol shkein, Avada Nevada, the din should be that it's damim lamato and not lamalom. Shokti Mora. Mala oilish kenen mchaperis. I have a pirch on your kavacham. You're trying to bring a rifle from an oil. Madach an oil is kula kolil. And you do the dam lamato, osham, which is not kolil. Avada navada, the dam should be lamato. So Shokti Mora, mala oilish kenen mchaperis. The reason why an oil, the dam is lamato, because it doesn't have that special koyach to be mchaper. But Asham is mechaper, and that's why Asham should be damam lemala. Chatas oif techiach. Chatas oif also gives kapara. Anybody has to bring lemoshel by chatas oif v'yoyded. Person is bringing bedalus. He brings the two oifes. He brings the chatas oif. Chatas oif is mechaper, and nevertheless the chatas oif is lemata. So you see the fact that yom mechaper nish mechaper has nothing to do with lemala lemata. Because chatas oif, even though chatas behind is lamala, chatas oif is lamata. They're both mechaper. So from that, you don't have a pircha on mala oif. So you mala chatas oif, shekin eina min zevach. Yeah, you know why chatas oif is lamata? Because it's not a behind. If it would be behind, since it's mechaper, it would be lamala, just like chatas behind. It's more oil techiach. Oil is, after all, a behind, and nevertheless, it's dumb lamata. So, but you're going to ask from an oila, I can't bring a rai from oila, because mala oila, she'en kenim mechaperes. So bring a rai from chatas oif. I can't bring a rai chatas oif, mala chatas oif, she'en min zevach. So the rizek, that's ashab shem, she'en kochi kudashim, the domon lemata, afani avi ashim shukodish kodashim, the domon lemata. And so let's learn from mahatzad that it's got to be lemata. And that's why you cannot say that ashim is like a chatas to achas lem. The gabi domin lemala. Only roman bi parzaki l'rabashi. For lifrach mala tzadash b'shem shekin ein lehem kitzva tem ba'ashim sheyesh lo kitzva. Those two, the oila and the chatas oif, you know why it's dam lamata? Because ein lehem kitzva, there is no set price how much you got to go and pay for a carbon oila or for a carbon chatas oif. Toimar ba'ashim sheyesh lo kitzva. The Torah says b'feirish by one of the ashamois that it's got to be kesef shkolim. It's got to be at least two shkolim. And so therefore, yesh l'kitzvah, there's a set amount. Since it's so choshev, maybe taka the dom should be lamala, just like the karm chatos. You know why the blazer holds that the dom is lamata, the emakrot, says the pasuk,
That's talking about a karm chatas, and it says oisa, oisa dam lamala. Only by the karm chatas is lamala. The indam shalach lamala. However, no other dam is lamala, including the karben asham. Preitimori hachi chatas nami. Name oisa lishma ksheira shloi lishma psula. Hashar zvachem ben lishma men shloi lishma ksheirim. Instead of learning the din of kachatas kaasham toira achas lehem. Just like Rebbe Lezer says, that doesn't apply to Dam Lamala because they have a specific miut, Oisa Lamala. The Ein Dami Shel Achil Lamala, and that's why Asham is not Lamala, it's Lamata. So say the same thing like Lishma. Shtei Techoch, Shachat Oisa, Oisa Lechatas, Oisa Lishma Ksheish, Lishma Psula, Shaz Bach, Menkom, Shoshon, including the carbon Asham. Says Yimar, who Oisa? That the shachar isa lechatas lav davka. There are exceptions to the rule. Toshayir Pesach, and since we meshayir Pesach, so I can meshayir as well the karmasha, as was that just like by Pesach, even though I have isa by chatas to tell you only a chatas shaloi lishma is possible, but by Pesach I see that it's an exception to the rule because Pesach is also shaloi lishma is possible. So hachanami. So go and say the same thing legabe. Unzer karm asham. That's also like a karm pesach. That's also an exception to the rule. That even though it says oisa, nevertheless, it should be possible. Dr. Mor Nochamu. Hashayas lochem ein v'shomayim shalom v'yishayim. Ahu oisa lav dafka. Doshayi pesach. We left karm pesach. Hachanami says yimor lav dafka. Say the same thing legabe the drasha of lemal lemata. Say also lav dafka. Why do I say Hakoyne Machati Oisa Oisa Dama Lamala Vein Dama Shal Achel Lamala? What's the exception over there? Dor Shair Oilasa Oif. Oilasa Oif is also Lamala, just like the Chatas Bahaima, and therefore says the Gemara, although it says Oisa, you see that it's not exclusive. Only the carbon Chatas Lamala Oilasa Oif is also Lamala. So then say the same thing. The Gabi carbon Oshem also is Lamala. When it comes to Zvicha, there are no exceptions to the rule. Meaning Zvicha means Shchita. Oides Oif, of course, is Malika. And so therefore, Oides Oif is not an exception to the rule. By Al-Lamina Shchitas, meaning by Al-Lamina Bahaimis, it's always, always Lamata, Lamata, Lamata. That's why Oshem is also Lamata. Mash Enkein, even though there's an Oisa, the Gabi Shalur Vishma, that only over here shaloi lishma. No. There is an exception to the rule of carbon pesach. So therefore, says Reb Lezer, I squeeze in not only carbon pesach but also the carbon asham. V'ibo yisei menachav shat. Haman Reb Lezer b'shemini. The Amar hay makam lechud v'hay makam lechud. Even though you said that there is an exception to the rule about lamala, that it's not only chatzas lamala but oilas oiv is lamala. No. There is no exception to the rule. Why? Because lamala also the two separate mekaynes. What do I mean? The normal kabbonis are always lamata michuta sikra. Chuta sikra means it was such like a red stripe in the middle of the mizbeach of the Beis Hamikdash. That red stripe showed you go and do your damim lamata beneath the chuta sikra. El yoinim referring to the carbon chatas and the carbon oilasu oif. They were mechutas sikra lamala was higher than the chutas sikra. And Amar Rabbi Shimon, the medvam amurim be oilas oif. Really, you only talk about the chutas sikra vis-a-vis the oilas oif. Avul chatas b'hayim he'atzvei nas el gufa shel kered. You gotta not just do it above the chutas sikra. Chutas sikra was roughly the 5 amal line on the side of the mizbeach. So lamala from that on the 6th or the 7th amal line, that's where you would do the oilas oif. Oilas oif, you didn't do a zrika because an oif didn't have enough blood to do zrika, but rather you did a hazor by oilas oif, and by chatas oif you do a mitzui, which means that you go, in the case of hazor, you go and snap, you hold the oilas oif in your hand, and you kind of give it as a shokel against the wall of the mizbeach, and a drop comes out onto the wall of the mizbeach. This the gun to zrika of the oilas oif. And chatas oif, you give it a kvetch. Anyway, but the point is, those are lamal mechuta sikra. By chatas, lamal mechuta sikra, it's much, much more. It's not on the 7th or the 8th amma from the ground of the mizbeach. You gotta climb up to the top of the kevesh and go on top of the koronois.
Kranis, it's already more than 10 amas from the ground. And then you have to go and put your finger on each one of the four Kranis. You can either go on the Kevesh, or perhaps you can go on the Soivev. Soivev is also the Malam Michutza Sikra. Anyway, but point is, it's going much, much, much higher. So, Vojat Gemara. The Gemara is saying is, when I said before that I have a posik, what was that kasha? The kasha was, Reb Lezer says that Osham is like the twin brother of a chatas. That just like a chatas is shloi lishmoi is posel, Osham shloi lishmoi is posel. How do I know? Because I have a posik, ka chatas, ka Osham, toira achas lehem. Rabbi Shua asked before a pircha, and he says, Mala chatas shekin domo lemala. So the Gemara says, why don't we answer? Look, chatas ka Osham, Osham ultas dam lemala. Says Gemara, no, I can't say that, because there's a koina machati oisa. The only one that goes lamala is the karm chatos. Therefore, Oshem is excluded. Says Yimor, no, that's not the only case. I also have oilasu oif that goes lamala. Says the Gemara, two truths. Number one, we're talking about zvicha, we're not talking about malika. And number two, even though that's also lamala, but it's not the same lamala. Because they're basically three malas, if you will, three levels. You have the chatas, which is all the way on top of the chronos. Then you have the oilas oif, which is on the side, and there's be'ach lemala michut ha-sikra. And then you have on the bottom, you have all the other kabanas lemata michut ha-sikra, including the osham. So I couldn't say, kachatas ka-osham, toira achas lehem, that the osham is like the chatas, the domim go lemala. Because the Torah says exclusively, akreinim achati oisa, oisa lemala, v'loi koshara zvachem lemala. Ooh, what about oilas oif? Oilas oif is not a zevach, as well as oilas oif, even though it goes lamal, it's only lamal mechutz sikra, not all the way lamala to the top of the kronos. So therefore, that's not considered to be an exception to the rule. And that's why Reb Shua held that this is a good percha, the difference between chatos and osham. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael.